to take peel the skin off the willow, mm-hmm. and she'd send us to the store to get black bull, mm-hmm. to make snuff.
Oh.
And she'd take us to the smokehouse, build a fire in a can for the ashes for the snuff, mm-hmm. to fix with the snuff. And she'd put the black bull in one of those oven pans and till it got crispy, and then she'd mix it with the alders, mm-hmm. and that would be their snuff.
She had a bowl like made out of wood, and she to make the snuff.
Wow.
One day we used to go to.
uh-huh.
We used to go to Arlene, her mom. She was a real good friend of ours.
Wasa Dusagan.
Okay. Ethel. It's her English name.
Katuwukin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait. Charlie White Kusti. Awe achan tu atas tu kandak wanganens. Just we'd run out of things to do wanganens. Awe at the tu at kaju to we can to kate de can awe katu suk na cha we mud pies. Just tu kandak yan tu ati awe. Good kachi da kawati. Wait in a go with Mrs. Benson, either good yach snuff now. Well, I'll take you home right now or something. She threatened me. So I went, because she knew I'd go there for snuff for my mom. I wish I'd take a hot tea. We good. We tablespoon. We 1 tablespoon for 10 cents worth of snuff. At the city, we gone. Doctors, I would took. Now we aged so I wouldn't tell on them. Next morning, my mom found the snuff in her bed. We used the same bed, but, you know, under her pillow. We were just kids. Oh, dear. She didn't get mad at us either, but I know we never did it again.
Yeah. I was so cool, actually.
It burned.
Kanske you do a sock.
Kancha.
Kancha.
Black bull. shucks. We were still kids yet when they used to. Everybody would go over to Anko on Memorial Day before they even built that road going out. The Army during World War II built that road going out there. But before that, I remember we went out there on a boat. Everybody would go out on a boat and they'd take their lunch, you know. And everybody would clean all the graves, and then have lunch, like a picnic, and come back home. Now everybody goes just whenever they feel like it. And Kwan turned that land over to the city because they had to give a certain percent to the city of land. And I think it was 80 acres, something like that. And the city has never ever cleaned it. Well, you know, they could hire somebody to clean it and keep it up, but they never did. In fact, when about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they were going to get land from Quan. And I said, well, Lowell was still on the board. Go ask him. I know that we turned over a certain amount of acres of land to the city, and a garbage dump was another. We didn't want to give them anything right in town, you know. That was Quan's land. Yeah. I got too close to the wall. Instead of folding on, I picked it up and I just fell backwards. It broke here and here. That's 3 years ago in the same way. They just give me this every year, but they never told me how to use it. So it costed me both ankles.
That's the only one I could think of.
She couldn't eat anymore, so I gave her a piece of dry fish. She just held it by her mouth. And I told Steve, I said, you know, talk about everybody says they just give us too much leeway on getting subsistence fishing. These things are alive. My mother took hers to her grave with her. And he said, geez. And yet these people don't even think of it that much, and yet they complain about it. What would they do with it if we had that much, if they could get that much fish and make dry fish out of it? They'd start selling it. And that's what they do. And it's true, you know.
What do they say? Kich dahun.
Hasuk wahun dana kach. Gaatish kaatish hastiti yik un country siya yichasin ustach atyatki. Aka wish just we wish to in has our hitcha. They're just really got into that war over in Afghanistan and Iraq. And here's all these kids starving over there in Haiti and Africa and all those places, you know. And right here.
Yeah.
They're in the United States, people don't realize how many of them are so poor, live from day to day. Anyway, okay?